West Michigan's Morning News, Thursday, 20th of November. Good morning. Gary Allen and Steve Kelly on the live line. Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, who joins us as we talk a little bailout for the Big Three this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I know you were on television yesterday as part of that group sitting there getting grilled on Capitol Hill and pleading the case for the Big Three. I got to tell you, it's not going to happen, is it?
Well, I don't know. Late yesterday afternoon, early last evening, I heard that Carl Levin was trying to work a deal with the White House. I'm assuming if they haven't announced anything, as of this morning, it ain't going to happen. I think you're right.
What kind of a deal?
Well, that they were going to take the $25 billion that were given to them earlier for retooling and that for energy-efficient cars. They were going to modify the rules on that. They were going to allow that money to come out in chunks. So it'd be no new money. It'd be a reallocation of the money they'd gotten earlier.
What about this? Peter Morici, the macro economist from the University of Maryland, who's been so prominent in these hearings. You know, he says he studied this stuff, and they'll be here today, and 6 months from now, they're going to be back for more and back for more.
Well, I think that's my fear, that they're not going to make the structural changes necessary. And I don't want to bash the UAW or their executives, but people in the Big Three plants are still making $75 per hour, including health care and pensions. In the transplants, the Honda, the Toyota plants, they're making $48. And the average manufacturing worker in America makes 31. So, I mean, the Big Three still do not have a model that any reasonable person would look at and say they're going to survive.
But as I understand it, once they get rid of these Big Three legacy costs, this big hospitalization chunk for retirees in 2010, then that would put them more in line with the Japanese automakers.
That's exactly right. The question is, if they're in such trouble, they ought to maybe move it up. Why wait till 2010 to get to close to cost parity? Maybe you ought to get there right now. You're the business that's potentially going out of business, And the question is why is Joe the plumber in West Michigan going to want to subsidize the worker who's making $75 an hour? If they get laid off, they're going to get 85 to 90% of their pay for 3 years. If Joe the plumber gets laid off, he's a popular guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I was just going to say, Joe the plumber,
well.
We got to find a new guy.
Yeah, we do. It's Gary the radio guy.
Exactly.
Okay, if Gary the radio guy gets laid off, he's going to collect unemployment benefits at a much lower rate, and he's only going to get them for 39 weeks.
And meanwhile, the Big Three execs fly in on their private jets.
I'll tell you this. I mean, again, how do you explain to somebody in West Michigan that, yeah, we ought to bail these guys out? The least they could have done is they could have done a little plane sharing. But, someone asked the question, they were really badly prepared. There are a lot of direct flights from Detroit to D.C. every day, but these guys got on their own planes. The GM, the Ford, and the Chrysler guy, they didn't get into one plane. They got into their own planes, flew to D.C., they're not willing to take any. I guess two of them are maybe willing to take a cut in pay.
Yeah.
But the third guy says, "I think I'm doing okay."
That was Mullally from Ford.
And it's like, people. I said to my office, I said, "The next thing they're going to do is say, hey, Peter, you willing to work for a buck a year?"
Well, as long as you brought it up.
Gary, I'll be more than willing to work for a buck next year, and maybe for the next 10 years. If they pay me $20 million this year.
Gotcha.
All right, that's a deal. That's a deal I'm willing to make.
Brian, did you record that in the newsroom?
Yeah, I think Bry's got that.
Good.
That's going to come back. That's going to come back to haunt you if you run for governor. I'll tell
you
that.
The governor makes $20 million?
Why? I'll tell you. Let me ask you this. All right, you were a big supporter of Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
All right. His op-ed in the New York Times about let Detroit go broke, was that the wrong thing to do?
Well, I think it got spun the wrong way. What Mitt said is, let them go through a structured bankruptcy, meaning let's make sure that their creditors know and the consumers know that the government's going to stand behind them as they go through bankruptcy. The big thing going into bankruptcy, people need to know that the credit's going to be there to get them out of bankruptcy. So what Mitt's saying is, if we go put them through a structured bankruptcy, the federal government's going to stand behind them, but that way we know they're going to make the difficult decisions in a bankruptcy court that's going to allow them to survive.
All right. And survive they can't if we wait for Obama to take office on January 20th, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, if they park that jet, maybe they can stretch their cash out till January 20.
Jet pool next time.
Jet pool next time. That's right.